dreadful events that unfolded in Tiananmen Square in June 1989. A student-led movement seeking to obtain a greater degree of democracy for the people ended in tragedy. The People's Army opened fire on the masses. It is believed thousands died in the bloodbath that ensued. Greater repression of the people followed. A portrait of Chairman Mao gazes down on Tiananmen Square from the walls of the Forbidden City. The heritage of Mao lives on in a set of regulations approved in 1993 to control Christian believers. The three self-patriotic movement, known as the TSPM and the China Christian Council, usually called the CCC, after a meeting in northern China in October 1993, issued regulations designed to control all Christian believers in China. The TSPM and CCC both work as instruments of the government, and this document shows clearly that they exist to control China's large and growing Protestant population. Regulation 2. Christian believers must strictly abide by all the laws, regulations, and policies of the Communist Party and the state, and strive to be patriotic and law-abiding citizens. Regulation 5. Christian believers must actively cooperate with the government to carry out thoroughly the party's religious policies to the letter. They shall not persuade and force others to believe in Christianity. They shall not brainwash teenagers under 18 with religious beliefs. They shall not bring children to religious activities. Regulation 7. Christian believers shall not preach their religion outside the church buildings and specific places which have been designated for religious activities. They shall not preach itinerantly. They shall not receive self-proclaimed evangelists to their homes, churches, or meeting points. The chief value of this document is that it provides tangible evidence that the mission of the TSPM and CCC to control Protestant religious activity in China has not changed. The bottom line is that they are still obliged to obey the party. Since the party harbors deep suspicions about Christianity, it should come as no surprise that it seeks to use the government-controlled TSPM and CCC to control the church and retard its growth. In spite of rules and regulations, police surveillance and other difficulties, the work of the Voice of the Martyrs continues in many areas of China. Anyone who visits China quickly becomes aware of the masses. There are people everywhere, in the streets, in the markets, in the crowded buildings. They are all people who need to know about God, people who need the gospel. The best people to evangelize China are the Chinese, and as servants of the persecuted church, the Voice of the Martyrs is forced to smuggle literature and preaching aids to indigenous pastors and evangelists. This is how your gifts are used to help our brothers and sisters in China. No matter how much we do, the huge population of China demands more. With your help and your prayer support, we will continue to reach out with compassion and dedication across this great land. I ask this evangelist, whose identity cannot be revealed, to describe his ministry.
These, of course, are the scriptures, the Bibles, and these are clothes, good second-hand clothes and shoes for the evangelists and for their children. Then these also are invaluable teaching aids. So this is the Heart of Man, a very old German presentation, over 100 years old, presented that the heart of man is desperately wicked, black, blinded. But as the Word of God shines upon it, the light comes in, and that which was previously dormant becomes active, and the eye is enlightened, the Word of God, the Spirit of God shining into the heart. And now he has salvation. This is what they count as invaluable for teaching in the villages, invaluable teaching aids for those that are illiterate.
We turn off one of the busy main streets of the city through a small arch into a little road. Here we soon find the narrow steep stairway that is used by many Chinese believers to find their way to the house church led by Pastor Samuel Lam. Pastor Lamb is under constant surveillance by the police, who have taken up permanent residence on the ground level of his ancestral home. The pastor's home is now used for church services and as headquarters for literature preparation, which continued throughout this interview.
I'm Samuel Lam. I was born in Macau, 1924. My father was a pastor of the Baptist. He was in Detroit, Michigan, and he went to New York. After he graduated in NIAC, the Missionary Alliance, he came back to China to be a missionary. Therefore, I was born in a Christian's house. When I was five, I suffered from diphtheria, but the Lord healed me. Praise the Lord. And my father wanted me to go to the seminary, but at first I was in Hong Kong. I studied English in Hong Kong Queen's College. I loved the world, and I refused to go to the seminary. But I loved the Lord too. After that, the Pacific Ocean War happened. Then I went to Wuchao, a western province of Guangdong. I studied Bible in the Alliance Bible Institute. I offer to the Lord. The Lord always be with me. I suffered from Japanese four times. And then, after the Jap surrender, I came back to Guangzhou. I preached in a Methodist church in 1956. After liberation, I don't like the official church. Therefore, I have our house church meeting in 1950. But by and by, I was arrested with some of my co-workers, 1955. At first, only 16 months, but the second time, 20 years, from 1958 to 1978. The first 5 years, I was in a farm, but the last 15 years, they moved me to North China, to a coal mine. I died many times, but the Lord preserved my life. Praise the Lord. The cars rushed to me and stopped, and touched my neck, stopped. Many times like that, but the Lord preserved my life. Praise the Lord. Especially in Cultural Revolution, we had to study about Confucius of China. One time, a political leader called a priest of the Catholic and called me. He said, "You have studied about Confucius. He had God and demon, all false." And he called the priest to criticize the Catholic and called me to criticize Christianity. The priest did criticize fluently. He said, "I'll never believe anymore." But now he is a priest in Guangzhou, the Catholic. Oh, how could I criticize Christ? I pray inside, and the Lord let me know, "Don't worry to speak before kings and rulers. The Holy Spirit will give you words to answer." Therefore, I pray inside, and the Lord let me know. I answer him, "Political leader, mine is not the same as Confucius." That's what I meant. Confucius false, mine is true. How could I criticize? That's what I meant. And his face turned ugly. Criticize, benefit for you. And then I pray inside myself, and the Lord let me know. I thought, how could I criticize Christ? If I criticize Christ, how can I come out and preach the gospel again? Therefore, I pray inside myself. And the political leader said, "Criticize, benefit for you." I thought, what benefit? I've been 16 years in prison. The greatest benefit is to release immediately. But if I criticize Christ to earn 4 years early, why I came before? 16 years all in vain. No. Therefore, I pray to the Lord, and the Lord let me know. I answer the political leader. I still believe. If I tell you I will not believe, I teach you. And his face turned ugly again. Criticize. Benefit for you. I thought, what benefit? Only 4 years early to criticize Christ, to earn 4 years early? Therefore, I went back to the room and prayed to God. And the Lord let me know. Criticize liberals. False prophets. Oh, I wrote an essay and criticized the liberal. They can't discern. They said I criticized well. Then the Lord let me pass over. Praise God. 20 years in prison. I suffered, and the greatest thing is the Lord preserved my faith also. Not only preserved my life, but as well as my faith. I learned a lesson from Peter. Peter boasted himself, he fell. Therefore, I was trembling to pray to God to keep my faith, not let me once deny him. Praise the Lord. 20 years, not once I deny him. That's not by myself. If by myself, Peter 3 times, I would be 30 times or 300 times. Praise God. The Lord is faithful to me, and I must be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
And when I came out from prison, I taught English. One girl believed. Every Sunday we have 4 to worship God, and another 4 in the evening. The greatest this was the smallest baptism, only 4 persons in the river shore. But 1989 we had our biggest baptism, 169. Praise the Lord. February 22nd 1990, 3.5 years ago, they closed our church. They confiscated many things away. 10 recorders, 10,000 tapes, the books, the hymnals, Bibles, over 60, all in uniform. They came up and confiscated those things, and the fence also, and a whole set of closed circuit TV. And they called me to the government hall, 21 hours. At last, they let me come back and close our church. But we have our prayer meeting every morning and evening. That means no stopping, because prayer meeting more important. 20 people by turn. About 2 months later, after praying, I shared the Bible with them, just like here now, round the table, about 20 people. The government know, they allow me, because I sat down. If I stood, oh no, you preach. Therefore, I sat down and fellowship with them, because Jesus also sat down. And I told them, don't tell so many people to come, otherwise they will bother us again. But 20, 40, 50, 100, 150. Downstairs 10, 50, 100, 150. Therefore, I stood and preached again, and the government called me. You preach now? I said, oh yes. We stopped your church. You had stopped our church, but they come back again. Oh, you called them not to come. But I said, you had called them not to come, but they come. Oh, they were angry, and they said, you must be careful. I said, I'm ready for the third time, because I've been twice in prison. Therefore, I said, I'm ready for the third time. They said I was stubborn. One time I said, I would be a martyr. They said, oh no, we are not Romans. The Romans didn't let them believe, but we let you believe. After that, people come more and more, more and more. Praise the Lord. Before I went to prison in 1955, we have an audience only one time a week, not over 400. After I came out from prison 1978, from 4 persons up to 900, separate into 3 times. Before confiscation, we had 900. But after confiscation, now we have 1,200 separated into four times. Praise the Lord. More persecution, more growing. Not by myself, all from God. Praise the Lord. Especially in the evening, 80% are young people. Still, the government always call me and threaten me, and they said, you are still illegal. But praise the Lord. Although we are illegal, but we are legal to the Lord. Praise the Lord. One time, we hope that all foreigners to pray for our church, pray for more new converts, pray for revival, pray for more strength to stand firm, pray for our co-workers to stand firm. We do not know tomorrow, but we know our Redeemer liveth. Therefore, we need your prayer more and more. Somebody come and ask me, how about foreigners? They have no suffering. And I told them, in the Western country, no suffering. In China, we suffer more and more. But Satan had two ways. One, persecution. Another one, delusion. In China, persecution. In the Western country, delusion. Let them not to love the Lord and love the world. We in China, by the Holy Spirit, we lead the people to the Lord from persecution. Not easy. But in the Western country, you lead the people to the Lord, not to love the world, still not easy. Therefore, I said, this, we have the same value, but in two aspects. Praise the Lord. We suffer, and you really the people, not a fall, but you lead the people, not love the world, the same value. And one time I preach suffering. The first point, everybody, every Christian must suffer. Although you have no persecution, but you suffer in another aspect. Therefore, we must suffer. The second point, not only suffer, we must endure. Some suffer and they fail. Therefore, we must endure. The second point. The third point, I said, not only endure, we must love suffering. Oh, this is not easy. Easy to say, but not easy to love suffering. When we face suffering, sometimes we'll afraid of, turn this side and turn this side and went back. But praise the Lord. The Lord led us to love suffering. Just as people love money, we must love suffering. Although it's not easy to love new suffering, but when we go back and look back, we know suffering is good to us. Suppose, just I tell you, before I went to prison, we have 400 people. After I came out, up to 900. Before confiscation, 900. After confiscation, now over 1,200. Suffering is good to us. Therefore, no need to afraid of suffering. Perhaps suffering by and by will come to Western country. Therefore, I hope all Christians in the Western country have the mind to suffer for God. If you have the mind to suffer, just like Peter said, I think the Lord will give us strength to stand firm. Not Not we are better than you. We have the mind to suffer, and then the Lord will give us strength to stand firm.